Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
That black man walk, and don't let me talk that black man talk. And when I claim my black man birthright as the king of kings, a black man raised up on red Kool-Aid, cornbread and collard greens, looking back on my days as a little black boy and all of that black joy. My black grandfather told me about his journey perilous out of the south. I heard from my black self from that black man's mouth that he promised God if he got him out of the South safely, he would never go back. And I watched that black man keep that promise until he was called back to the essence. I thank God for that black man and all of the lessons. And I thank God for the majestic black man that my father is. And I will honor that black man for as long as he lives. And when his black man body is no longer here for the physical eye to see, his black man spirit will come again in me. And I won't look for those two great black men to fall down out of the sky, because heaven's not that high when you look within and understand that only the flesh can die. My black man body is a vessel for God's Holy Spirit. My black body is amazing, and when sweat glistens on my black body like the morning dew drops on a flower, and when I fill out my application for some black power, I'll get work in the black revolution to make the world understand that the black man is not the problem, but the black man is the solution. Yes, the black, the come correct, the right and exact man. 360 degrees of pure power. Black man, accept your own and know thy black self. Not knowing black man could be bad for your black health, see. I'm a black man with black hands, and my black hand wants to shake your black hand, but every black hand is not attached to a wide awake black man. So as the creeper sleeps on black love, and I go about my everyday black man, same old same. Black on black love is all that I can think of. And when I do my black man deep thinking, my black thoughts are so funky. If you listen, they be stinking. And when I cop my black man attitude, I claim this here third rock, both longitude and latitude. And if my ebony eyes start to cry, or I look like I have a story to tell, it's just that a politician's heaven is a black man's hell. And this black man knows firsthand the pressure of being a young black male. See, I became a suspect the moment that I stepped outside of my home, and I fit so many descriptions, I must be a black man clone. But I believe in my heart of hearts that I have been endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. And I believe that I have the right to be judged by my words, by my deeds, and by the content of my character, and not by some flawed connection of my complexion to a predisposition for crime. And black man, I believe that you and I can disagree, and nobody has to die. And black man, I believe that I have the right to walk down the street without you shooting at me as you drive by. I am sick and tired of black on black violence, but I'm more sick and I'm more tired of black on black silence. I'm tired of hearing how the black man is getting all of the jobs today. They say we're underqualified yet overpaid. Now, in one breath, we're getting all of the jobs, but in their next breath, we're all on welfare, ignorant and lazy. If not for the grace of God, every black man might go crazy. So when I do my black man reflecting, my black self-checking, my black stereotype correcting, black hate wrecking, black to black connecting, God manifesting, black man duty. And when we as a people find the courage and the time to run a checkup from the neck up, and we discover that a waist is a terrible thing to mind, and the woman is treated and carries herself as though she were divine. Oh, black man, peace is what you'll find. Back in the day, they would look at me and say, boy, you so black. You so black, boy, you cough smoke. Back in the day, they would look at me and say, boy, you so black. You so black, boy, you sweat oil. That was back in the day until I heard someone else say, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And as I grew into the knowledge of God and self, I learned that the deeper the black man is, the tighter the noose. See, don't you go and get black man bold, because you will not see black man old, or so I'm told. But I'm a black man who understands my blackness is not a disease, and I will die right here, right now, on my black feet before I live 1 second on Negro knees. I stretch my black man hand out over troubled waters and I say, peace, be still, get up, mighty black man, you can accomplish what you will.
how I made, because how I baby comes natural, man. Ain't nobody like me. We can live it to the top until the bottom will see the reflection of we create a heaven to see. That's where this unconditional love is like the birds and the bees. And so I lay on my beads, then we plant all these seeds, then we bloom it like we bloom in a path. And yeah, we kick in a past until they comfortably laugh. Boy, our souls interact. It's like we're attached from the roots to the plaid. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. Yeah, 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 yeah. Be natural. Be natural. Hey, hey. Ah, la foudre, dance.
You have the grace, stay natural. Fill up the place, stay natural. You are the one, stay natural, baby. Your life like a sun, stay natural. You are the one, stay natural.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Sorry for the delay in starting the show. Well, not really starting the show, I guess, for me coming on and talking to you. Daddy woke up right when the show started, and it takes him a little bit to kind of get everything going when he first gets up in the morning. So I've been running up and down the stairs, seeing after him. But he's all settled in. It's so funny. I think that he forgets that I do a radio show on Saturday. And he started talking about Quincy Jones doing the music for Ironside. My dad is stuck on that Channel 72. I can't remember what it's actually called. But, you know, it has the old shows with Ironside and Bonanza and Gunsmoke and all that stuff. And he all of a sudden wanted to talk about Quincy Jones doing the music for Ironside. But anyway, I hope that you are doing well this morning and feeling good. It's kind of a gloomy day so far here in Seattle, but you know what? We had about like three absolutely beautiful days. So, and we never got the hail. There was hail like up north of here, so we never got the hail yesterday, so kind of feel blessed for that. It's been nice to actually open the windows and get some fresh air in the house. Well, at least upstairs. Daddy still got the heater going on downstairs, but it was really nice to open up the, you know, the windows here in my office and in my bedroom and just kind of get that freshness, that kind of feeling of spring and that freshness, you know, circulating through the upper part of the house. So anyway, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I love to come every Saturday. And you know what? This is the number one show that is listened to here on Flavor Marlex Radio. This is where I just, you know, it reminds me of the days of when I actually had my coffee house and where the love of arts just really, really kind of was really tapped into, you know, in reading books. I've always loved to read books. I can't read a book now. I don't know what that's all about, but maybe it's my concentration level. I don't know. But I could read some books, and I had the opportunity to become a book reviewer. And so I, you know, would sit at Flava, which was a perfect pastime, and read books and write reviews on them. And then, you know, we started the open mic with my brother Alvin and Six Deep the Messenger and Ocho, and so very, very blessed with the people that helped support it, who participated. We'd have a pack house. Sometimes, you know, even we'd have like 12 people, and still it was even good. And there were times when people didn't want to leave, and it's like midnight. I'm like, okay, I've been here since 7 in the morning. But I miss those days. But this kind of helps keep it alive, you know, and allows me to continue my support of creative souls. I don't know. I think about that a lot. You know, why do I do what I do? And I think a lot of it did stem from Flavor Coffee House. I know what it takes. In a sense, hindsight, you know, in being successful. And it takes support. It takes word of mouth. It takes money to be able to promote and market, you know. And so I feel very similar to how you, the creative souls, trying to market yourself in a product feels, being a small business owner. And I started a business during a time when the economy, you know, just went to hell in a sense, you know, and just so many things factored into that. And sometimes I wish that I just pushed through and kept her open. But man, signing a 5-year lease, 5 years at a time, that's kind of stiff, you know, to try to figure out, do I really want to do this for another 5 years? If it was a year-to-year lease, I think I might have extended just to see, you know. But anyway, you know, out of all of that, my beautiful coffee house, you know, I birthed Flava News. And from there came the radio shows and, you know, artist consulting business. And even with, you know, if I had not ever built Flava Coffee House, I wouldn't be working with Spectrum Music Group and some amazing, amazing, talented people from around the world to, you know, some great, great colleagues. So I don't regret that. I don't regret it at all. But really think about it. You know, what does it mean to support? I know over the years I've talked about this, but maybe it's a good time to bring it back up. You know, when you say you support someone, even if it's not just a creative soul, what does that really mean? I think that it's so easy to use words these days. And many times there is an action behind it. We talk about wanting to affect change. We talk about building. But I struggle with all of that because I try to open up dialogue. I try to create a community that shows support. And it's very few. It's very few that step up that really want to get active and be a part of a movement or be a part of a real connection where it's a win-win. I think that many people are self-serving these days, and it's about self. And I understand when you're a creative soul and you're trying to market yourself, you want all the attention on you. But I really think that sometimes when you give support to others, they will help give support to you in return. And I think that also you need to be really mindful if you have a product that can be supported. I know that there are people out there that show support because they want support. They kind of get that concept. But they don't necessarily have a product that somebody could really co-sign on. And so that makes them feel uncomfortable when they don't feel like they're supported in return. And I'm sure that there are people who feel that way about me, that I have shunned them because they've shown support to me in my radio shows or whatever. And if I don't show support in return, it's really hard. It's really hard because I appreciate the support. But I'm telling you that sometimes things come my direction that I can't support publicly. I've learned some very, very hard lessons, and I continue to learn these hard lessons that it's really hard to be friends with creative souls. It is much easier to keep them at a distance and to work with them, you know, on a business level. But once you kind of go from that business supportive level when it comes to their craft into a friendship, and then you still play a role when it comes to trying to support them as an artist after you stepped away from that business relationship, it's hard. It's hard. And as much as I like to think that you can mix friendship with business, it's not easy. Is not easy, and I understand why they say even like, don't mix business with pleasure, you know, or, you know, jobs that I've worked at where they said that you could not date a coworker. You know, it's interesting, and it's so very challenging that when something doesn't go right, when it comes to the business aspect, it can affect the personal, or even vice versa. You know, there are some people that I have come to know that I don't like how they handle things in their personal world. And I have to sit here and say, okay, what do I do with the business part? Can I still work and support them on a business level? Some artists' art doesn't match up to their lives. Think about that. Support somebody who's creating something that really is not something they act on in their personal life. It's challenging. It's really challenging. So I've been kind of joking about doing a book. And I actually started taking the steps this past week in working on that book. What I'm doing is I'm recording thoughts and stories in audio form so that I can figure out how to piece it together and then type the stories or whatever out in written form. But I think that's going to be a good approach for me, is to do it in audio form. And it's so funny because my big brother, Alvin Horn, you know, he's an author of 3 books, Brushstrokes, Perfect Circle, and he has a book coming out later in April called One Safe Place, was on Ella Curry's show the other day. He speaks so well. Like, he's a performer, and I think that really helps when he reads excerpts or talks about his books, because he has this way and this beautiful voice that draws you in to pay attention to him, that all the women were saying, you know what, you should do this in audio form. And I think that, you know, he really should do an audio book. So anyway, I guess that kind of goes back to voices, and I've talked about voices and all of that before. I'm going to, I didn't tell you who I played while I was taking care of Daddy, huh? So I opened up today. Voices are really a big deal to me. There are some artists that I think are probably amazingly creative, but the tone of their voice irritates me. And so I don't generally play them, I'll be honest, because I don't like the sound of their voice. It's my personal taste, you know. It doesn't mean that they don't have inflection or don't know how to sing or whatever it is. The tone is really important to me. This man's voice, who I opened up the show, Christopher Fields, with his piece Black Man, has a beautiful voice. I know him from back in the days of MySpace with April Sims, and they used to do a radio show. He went by the name of Poetry Man, and he just has a beautiful tone to his voice. And so I opened up with that amazing piece, going into my girl Coley Williams with her single Natural, and then closing out with an instrumental by Darius Wilridge, who's right here in the Pacific Northwest, with All the Way Slow. I've been seeing this man's name forever and playing his music for a while. And then finally I got to meet him. And I have to say, when you see Darius perform, singing and playing that piano on stage, it's really, really a great experience. It draws you in. And he is an absolutely amazing, talented man. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest, if you're not, you should really Google Darius Wilbridge and check out his music, because it's really, really good. I want to jump back in and start playing some more music, because I could start really, really rambling on. Oh, guess what? I found out about the Crows. So hopefully I'll remember when I come back to tell you about the Crows. But I think I'm going to play a piece by Eric E.Q. Young. It's called Smile a While.
What's wrong, baby? You okay? I know there's something wrong with you. I don't see you smiling today. You frown when you have such a beautiful smile. Did I do something to you? Tell me, boo. I wanna see you happy and all the things for you to do. I know you have to go back to the grind. From Monday to Friday, always have to be on time. The boss is getting on your nerves, and a few co-workers. Come take my hand. I just wanna see you have a good time.
wanna see you laugh and smile again. I wanna show you that you got a true friend. Come and dance and hang out with me. We gonna set it off, kick it in the VIP. Don't you worry no more, cause I got your back. I just wanna see you have a good time again. I just wanna see you smile. I just wanna see you have a good time. See you dance, girl. Won't you smile for me? Let you
situation. Let's not just react, but give it some real consideration.
When you look at me, do you feel I'm worth the fight?
I'm worth the fight.
Hold you tight,
but
it's an old
times, yeah, these ups and downs and trials, we've made it through it all, yeah, even though we've both done wrong, this road is not paved with gold, and I know, we've had our roadblocks and toes, that's for sure, we pay the price to love one another, and I'll do it again, if I serve you love. It's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love,
but it's only time. Right now I'm gonna make you mine.
Journey of love.
It's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love, love,
but it's only time. Wanna hold you close, never gonna let you go. Yeah, I would give you the world if I could. Protect you from the raindrops that fall from the sky.
Hey,
I'm your guardian angel, I can lie. Whatever you want,
I got it.
Whatever you need,
I got it.
Just tell me what you want, girl, I'm aimed to please you. You're the one for me.
The journey of love,
your mind. This love is so divine.
Journey of love,
but it's only time. Right now I'm gonna make you mine.
Journey of love.
It's been a long time, but I'm glad you're mine. This love is so divine.
Journey of love,
but it's only time. Wanna hold you close, never gonna let you go.
Never gonna let you go again. makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer.
Reflected in the mirror, I did not recognize, but I got a recollection when I was once high. Might have y'all really, really surprised. Who is this man staring back, bloodshot eyes? Borderline heart attack, like step back. Skin pale, soul dried up like I'm dying now. Tears begin to well up in my heart, resist the cry. I will not let my life derail and die. Time to refactor, refuel and fly. I understand what is truly at stake now. If again will I fade into the background, man of a scream. This is my time now. Duck dog, another fucking light bullet. Whisper to myself, I'm ready to own it. Tie my lace tight, prepare to win. This is my life, let it re-begin.
Whatever doesn't end you makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer.
I got my foot pinned through the floorboards, brand new wings, I'm ready to soar. Family's igniting my fire with dreams of gasoline. Fear is not an option, I'm ready to beam. So here I am now, stripped down to nothingness. Broke down Lego castle, let's start again. Time to stand up, I'm not alone. All my people are lifting up my throne. I refuse to let my soul die, so now I bleed. I refuse to let my life drown, so now I breathe. I'm ready to jump the cliff in order to soar. Deep breath, eyes open, rip and roar. On my tippy toes as I punch the sky. Got the whole world screaming like how high. Trying to be better than everyone thought that I could've can. Yes, so here I am.
Whatever doesn't end you makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer. Kill the monster.
You can scream, you can shout, but I'm taking you down tonight. Go ahead, scream, let it all out, but I'm taking you down, taking you down.
Right, in this last set, I played Eric E.Q. Young with Smile a While, going into a Pacific Northwest talent, Miss E. Bell with All About You, and that's actually produced by Sheldon Butler, and then going into my boy Halon Keith out there in Florida with Journey of Love, and then Water Sea. They are, I believe, from Louisiana. For a while they were living in Atlanta, but I believe that they're back in Louisiana. But they are traveling all over, performing, doing collaborations with other artists. And I played their piece, Build Me Up, featuring John Bibbs. And then closing out that set with one of my favorite local hip-hop artists, J.C. Flo, with Kill the Monster, featuring Jennifer Newberry and Michael Wassman. So how are you? I'm doing pretty good. Now, I'm sitting here like thinking, I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually pretty awake. I toss and turn. I'm going to put it out on this show, too. If anybody knows a really, really good solution when you have a hard time shutting your brain off, and you want to go to sleep, I know at my age, I need a certain amount of sleep. And it is just not happening. And if I don't get rest, I ain't going to be functioning too much. And I've got a lot of projects that I got to work on. And so email me at radio@flavornews.com if you've got a solution. I was, I watched Dr. Oz. I am addicted to Dr. Oz and even the doctor show. And he said to use pumpkin powder in warm milk. Then the other day he said to, slice up bananas, clean the skins, and, maybe I read that somewhere else, but somewhere it said to slice up bananas and steep it in hot water and make a tea out of the bananas, not only just the fruit, but also the skin, and drink that, at bedtime. I've been taking melatonin, and that's not working at all. I do the meditation and prayer, every night, and I don't know what time I finally fell asleep. I'd say it was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning this morning when I finally dozed off. But, yeah, email me if you've got a good solution on how to get some solid rest. So if you listen to my coffee house show, you've heard me talk about this house across the street that has a black truck that crows come out and follow it. And I sit here in my office window and I watch. And it just, floors me, how these crows surround this one house. And whenever one of the man or the lady comes out and gets in that truck and drives down the street, the crows follow it. So my son said he was going to research. He was going to figure this out. I got online. I tried to research it. It was going into the Indian beliefs and culture and, some other things, Wicca and whatever. It kind of surrounded the thoughts of somebody dying or being ill. Well, those two people don't look like they're ill. Not to say that they couldn't be, but they don't look ill. Not to say that there isn't somebody inside the house that could be ill that just doesn't come out either, but my son Michael said he was going to figure out what was going on because I showed him pictures. I needed to take pictures, so I'm standing up here in my office window taking pictures of this house and the crows the best of my ability. So now people can believe me when I talk about it. So Michael said he was driving down the street and realized that the truck I was talking about was in front of him. And there were crows around it. The man was throwing bird seeds out the window. And that's why the crows follow him. So the other day I was coming back and came and sat in, maybe I was just pulling in the driveway. And sure enough, right outside of our driveway, he threw out a handful of seeds. Now, why would somebody want to do that? Why do they want the crows to follow them? And there's no other type of bird that's following them, no robins, sparrows, finches, no other kind of bird following them but the crows. So if you know why that might be happening, I don't know, one of these days if I'm outside and I feel up to it, I think I'm going to walk over there and just ask. I don't know if I'm going to like having crows above me, but I just want to know, what's the deal with the crows? So anyway, at least that mystery is solved as to why the crows follow the truck. It's because they throw bird seeds out. So anyway, I was talking about supporting and what does that look like. And I played a piece by Halon Keith, Journey of Love. And if you listen to that piece and know which piece I'm talking about that I played in this last set, he is one of those amazing, amazing talents. I think he's a natural singer. And the thing is I don't think he tries. I don't think he tries. And he can just do it, And I've been waiting for Halon Keith to put out an album for a while now. Can we say maybe a couple years? I'm thinking maybe it's a couple years. That boy can sing, but I don't think that's his passion, or not a passion as far as putting it out to make some money. I don't know, So he's just kind of taking his time. I think I got three tracks that will be coming, you know, will be on his album. But, you know, when you see somebody like that who's got an amazing voice and, you know, skills, Monica Monet works with him too. You know, they co-write a lot of songs together. That's just interesting to me, you know. And then there are other people who do not have half the talent that Halon Keith has that are just putting stuff out and putting stuff out and putting stuff out. And then they wonder why they're not being supported. It's not that they don't have a good hustle, you know. Like, sometimes I think we really do need to think, are we creating something that works, that people want from us, that people want to pay attention, you know. I think that that's something that we really, really need to think about, because not everything that's being created is something that people are going to support. I had a interesting, challenging Facebook inbox conversation going back and forth with an artist who I don't like. I think his hustle's cool because he will put himself out there. But he can't sing, in my opinion. I think that he really just cannot sing. And I think he's almost like a joke. And I just was honest with him. And he's like, I never asked for your opinion. And I'm like, okay, why are you putting your stuff in my inbox then? In my opinion, if you put your videos or whatever music in my inbox, you're wanting my opinion. You're wanting me to listen to it. The bad thing is about all of that is that even if you're tempted to go check something out, guess what? Your hit counts. You know, and so I just told him, no, I don't like what it is that you're putting out. And he was really rude. He was really, really rude about it. And this is not something that is new. I've told him in the past that I didn't think that it was well done. And, you know, the vocals are not good. And so, you know, sometimes I think it's that, but I think the bad thing is when a person can get hits because somebody goes and listens, they think that it's, and that's the challenge of this industry. It really, really is. It's the challenge of this industry. There are certain things that the record label looks for when I submit an artist to them. You know, they will check out what kind of following the artist has. It's not just based on your talents. It's not just based on the production of your work. It's based on really the overall package of who you are, and if they believe that they can make money off of you, and if they can help you make money off of you. And so they check out, you know, who's following you, how many seem to be actively following you, you know, what is your image, what is your visual image, you know, what does your work ethic appear to be like, you know. And so there's much more that goes into an artist package than just the talent itself. So that's just something to think about, okay? That's just, you know, I try to throw things out from time to time just to get you thinking. And it comes from years of experience, having some great mentors that I can call on or will call me, and who have educated me. I don't hear music the same way as I used to before. Even when I play music on today's show, I can tell when there's when the production is really, really well done and when there's a distortion to it. But still, you know, when it comes to my shows here, I like to give people an opportunity, because sometimes I think that if they can be heard and people can recognize that there's a talent, there might be somebody out there that will step up and say, you know what, I hear what you got, you know, and I would love to work with you. That type of stuff happens. You would really be surprised as to who pays attention, and you don't know that they're paying attention. Most of the people that I'm connected to in the industry around the world, are not people necessarily who make their presence known. you know, out there. Or you may not know their name connected to what they actually do. You know, you just don't know. And so you always have to put your best foot forward, especially if you're an artist wanting to take your artist career to what they call the next level, right? Do I like everything that goes on or everybody that gets the attention? No, not necessarily. Again, that comes down to a matter of taste. So think about that also, you know, when it comes to the industry people. A lot of it, true, is going to be a matter of taste. There are certain qualities and certain factors that they're going to be looking for, but it's going to come down to what piques them personally to get them to really, really pay attention. I know for me, when I feel more connected to an artist that I think is doing something really, really well, that's when I really pay attention, you know. Connections are really, really important, you know, out there. It's really important because when people feel connected to each other, they tend to do more, right? But when you just, like, throw out your music or you throw out something from time to time and you're really not connected, you know, you're not necessarily going to be that person that gets paid attention to. I had a young man, and I've known him for years, who's been trying to reach out to me. And he keeps doing this yo thing, and I need to, and you need to. And I don't pay attention to him because I feel he's rude. We're not on that level, you know, and I'm actually old enough to have birthed him. You know, and so that's not the way that you come at me if you're wanting my support or if you're wanting me to do something for you. I'm not your yo. I'm not hey. I don't need to do anything for you. There is a professionalism that really, really needs to be thought through when you approach people in the industry. And certain people just don't have it. You know, and I think that you also need to look at that too. You need to know how to professionally interact with people, especially if you think that they are somebody that can help you take things to the next level. You need to know how to approach them for them to pay attention. I want to stress that because certain things I'm just going to stop. I stopped doing a hip-hop show, and the reason why I stopped doing a hip-hop show is because nobody was listening to it. It could be many factors. It could be, you know, I don't have the fan base that likes hip-hop and that my listeners are defining what it is that they enjoy me doing. It could be that the hip-hop artists aren't paying attention. And even though I did a show every Thursday night at the same time for a long time, I wasn't getting the listens. I wasn't even getting the support from the hip-hop artists. And sometimes I really, really think that that's something that artists need to think about. If you want support, you need to give support to. And so especially if it is somebody who's showing support to your music, you should support them. I'm not one who does a playlist. And let me tell you why I don't do a playlist. I think that people should listen because they enjoy it. I don't think that necessarily you listen because your music's being played. I get it that if I was to say, hey, I'm going to play your music on this show at this time, then all of a sudden you can advertise that and get your people to listen, right? That's cool too, but I'm sorry, I just don't do it that way. I believe that when somebody's showing independent artists, underground artists support, that they just need to be supported whether your music's being played or not. You know, and you might hear somebody that you really, really like, and you might even hear an artist that you might want to collab with or something on a show. When it comes to this level, anything's possible because you see it happening when it comes to mainstream, right? Artists are collabing all the time, you know, so why not just, hey, sit back and chill and listen to a station that shows you support And maybe you might hear your own music, but maybe not. But you could sit back and just enjoy the music, right? Because I would imagine that you becoming a musician, singer, songwriter, whatever it is that you're doing, that it was influenced by somebody out there who also, you know, is creating something that you really, really enjoy and appreciate. So I have my default picture on Facebook, and it says, your favorite musician exists because someone took a chance to listen to them. Think about that statement. Whether you are underground, independent, mainstream, you know, somebody took the time to pay attention. And that's how any artist starts. When they decide to go public with their art, even if it's an author, even if it's a painter, when you go public with your art and other people start experiencing you and paying attention, that's where it all begins. So just think, if we put that kind of energy into the artists that we say that we believe in, like what the mainstream artists are getting, we're extremely powerful because guess what? We're the consumers, right? We don't have to let the media dictate to us what's good. We don't. We should have our own minds and say, you know what, I think that we should be paying attention to this artist. And the way we do that is we support them ourselves and we share that we really believe in this artist and why. I think that there are like the homie loyalties. I feel two ways about that. I think loyalty is a good thing. But at the same time, sometimes our homies can give us wrong advice. And so I think that's something to really, really think through too. That, you know, that sometimes what you're creating may not necessarily be the best. And I don't know. Just something to think about. I'm going to jump back into playing some more music, okay? I'm going to play a piece. This is by my nephew, Only One Wiser, and this is called Number One Queen.
My queen I will cherish until I perish.
I'll take you around the world with me, buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree, 5 stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen.
Never thought love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call it cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumble by attraction. The thing that you do was real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
What, you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line of souls entwined. God credited your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow combined. We shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree, 5 stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know that you should know that you should know that you should know everything you need.
Now let's fast forward 10 years later. We married now, you my queen, life greater. You I will never leave, I'm Adam in my Eve. You are the woman to bear my seeds and conceive. Hungry and need food, I shall retrieve. Naked and need clothes, I can sew and weave. I shall and will achieve, Christ we will believe. Without him we grieve, let's not be naive. You not just my wife, though you my homie. Wanna be forever with you and be homely. Never down when I wear my speech, you console me. Don't have my number one queen, I die lonely.
And I'll never let you down. It's my vow that I'll stick around.
You don't have to worry
about a thing, cause you're
you're my number one queen.
With you, my love.
And with you, my life complete. Hey.
I'll take you around the world with me. Fly you curtains by me.
Baby, you're my number one queen.
Baby, you're my number one queen.
You're going on a limited
go wrong in this love affair. I still care, please believe it. I pray to God that we'll make it. Like Adam and Eve, we're both naked. I'll hold on, we can take it. Through the storm and the rain, and I won't let go, no more blaming. Whatever you want, you just name it. I still care, please believe it. I pray to God that we'll make it. Like Adam and Eve, we're both naked. I'll hold on, we can take it. Through the storm and the rain, and I won't let go, no more blaming. Whatever you want, you just name it.
Yeah.
All right, in this last set, I played Only One Wiser with Number One Queen, going into James Cola with Take Me Higher, then Noel Gordines with Only Heaven Knows, my girl Yawande with Amazing, and then closing out that set with Michael Walker with Let's Do It. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing today, because I really enjoy the music that I'm playing for you. Okay, I really sometimes think I need to close the blinds here in the office because the lady came home with the black truck. And, of course, the crows are following her and everything. But it kind of bothers me because she sat in her truck in her driveway throwing, it looked like maybe bread out to the crows, but throwing it towards her next-door neighbor's yard. And I'm like, oh, no. Maybe her neighbors are cool that she feeds the crows and that the crows are hanging out in their yard, too. You should see all the crows out there. Absolutely crazy. But anyway, there's only like 25 minutes left in the show. And I've been talking about, you know, showing support and what does that really, really look like. And I'm learning all the time in this industry, you know, how to maneuver it. You know, I understand my personality. I have to set boundaries on what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And I think that's something that's really important when it comes to anything that happens in life, is that I think that you need to, you know, be able to really, really decide for yourself what really fits, what makes sense. Because especially if you're part of, you know, the music entertainment industry, there's so many challenges. There's always a hustle going on. I mean, I've got my own hustle in my own way, right? Everybody, I think, has to have some form of hustle. You got to get out there. You got to get people to pay attention to you. But also at the same time, I'm just one who really believes in honesty and integrity. And it throws me off kilter when I come across somebody who is not like that, and especially when they draw me into what they're doing. And that's hard. That's really, really hard for me. I'm a Cancer. I'm sensitive. I'm emotional. I'm trying to step back and not just base things off of my emotions when I react to things. I try to I try to base it off of, you know, what's realistic. Because a lot of times, because of just knowing my personality, I've had to really, really, really work on myself and really decide what's the benefit to relationships. And if there really isn't a benefit and it's just too challenging and it just doesn't really work, I generally walk. But other times I try to understand, you know, what was the purpose of this relationship coming together? Is there a benefit for both parties for us to stay connected? And sometimes in this industry you have to think that way. Sometimes there is just really is a benefit to it. And you can come to a place of having mutual respect to be able to work things through, especially when you've hit, you know, a pothole in the connection. I think that you can, you know, mend that and have a respect and still work together and be successful. And so I'm learning things all the time. I think that's probably why I like this time in my life, is I'm becoming very, very in touch with myself and what works. And also, this industry is so interesting and challenging. It's never boring to me. I swear, when I think that I've got it figured out, I really, really don't. I think that's why I want to write this book, because I think people need to go into it very, very open and honest. And I think that you have to be willing to step outside the box, because if you stay outside of a box when you're a part of a creative arena, you are stuck. And that's when I think that you can feel like you're not being supported. But once you get that courage, because I think that it does take a bit of courage, and you step outside of what is your comfort zone, and you connect with and you reach out to and you pay attention to somebody that maybe you don't know, but it appears that they are doing something, in the direction that you're interested or what you're wanting to be a part of or who you're wanting to pay attention to you. You can meet some amazing, amazing people. And I'm blessed that I kind of have that personality that I'm okay with reaching out and talking to people that aren't from my region, aren't necessarily people I know, but from what I observe online, appears to maybe be somebody that I would want to pay attention to. So anyway, I'm going to jump back and play some more music. I want to play Matt Cusin. He is an artist that I have loved and appreciated for a few years now. I remember him coming on my radio show, Stepping on the Leopard Carpet, or maybe it was an all-media artist show that he did with me. But I learned a lot from him, you know, and the hard work that he has put into and the sacrifices that he has made to do his music. He is part of Spectra Jazz, so I'm really, really excited to be able to also support him, not only because of being Lady Flava and knowing his music prior to all of this, but to also be a part of the same record label that he is signed to. So I'm going to play, piece Do I Want to Play by Matt. I'm going to play One of Those Nights. Again, this is Matt Cusin.
Still I can't close my eyes. will always say, but mentally I'm drained. God, drop myself insane. I'll wait all night for a season and then come my way. It's been one of those days. Now it's one of those nights. And now one of those nights is this song that I wrote. And all this time has gone, still I can't climb.
Without you, love.
show just a few minutes early today. I hope you've enjoyed the tracks that I've played for you, and I hope that you enjoyed some of the topics that I shared with you. And of course, I had to update you on the house with the crows. Now we know the secret. My son found it out. They're throwing seeds and bread outside of their truck. I sat here and watched them throw some bread into the neighbor's yard. I was just telling my daughter, I don't know if I'd like to have them as the neighbors right next door, because I wouldn't be too happy with crows hanging out in my yard. But anyway, I'm closing out today's show with Matt Cusin with One of Those Nights, and also Glenn Jones with Every Day. Both of those artists are signed to Spectrum Music Group, and I'm really, really thrilled to be able to share their sounds with you here on Flava Marlix Radio. So take care. God bless. Have a great, great day, and we meet here every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great day.